I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Rio de Janeiro is a dancing city. Dancing on the beach, dancing in clubs, dancing in the streets, during carnival, not during carnival. There's now a new dance venue you might want to add to your itinerary if you're heading to Rio. It's a bridge, or actually a spot under a bridge, where cariocas who've embraced and adapted a form of American hip-hop go to dance. Reporter Catherine Osborne has written about this style. It's called Baile Charme. Catherine often joins us on the show, and she's with us now to fill us in on the scene. So I hear you've been hanging out beneath the overpasses of Rio lately, Catherine.
Yes. So the dance I wrote about in a piece for America's Quarterly is called the Baile of the Viaduto de Madureira. And Madureira is a neighborhood on the city's northern outskirts. And the Baile do Viaduto is the dance beneath the highway overpass. Every Saturday night around 11 p.m., this empty space fills up with hundreds of people. There's a hip-hop DJ, there's strobe lights, and they dance until at least 4 or 5 in the morning.
It sounds like the early days of hip-hop in the South Bronx. They find an empty, vacant lot, and they go to work.
Right, exactly. And it was inspired by that. And it's just sort of a surreal scene because it's underneath one highway, but really this spaghetti bowl of intercrossing highways, and there's buses going by on either side, and they get lit up by the strobe lights too. And people come from all across the city to dance here. It's a real scene.
So what do the moves look like? Like, how derivative is it really of hip-hop? Can you see hip-hop in it?
You can. Charme is the Brazilian version of what in the U.S. is called soul line dancing or urban line dancing. And it's a dance where everybody faces the same direction and does moves in unison, kind of like the electric slide.
Yeah.
And the name in Brazil was coined by a DJ in the early 80s who, during the age of disco, wanted to slow down the pace a little bit in his sets. And he would play every once in a while slower R&B music, and he would say it's time for the hour of the charm, charme.
Chegou a hora do charminho, transe seu corpo bem devagarinho.
Brazilian choreographers eventually would look at hip-hop and R&B dance moves from music videos in the United States and sort of create their own spins on those. And often the Brazilian version is way faster and looser, and both your hips and your feet are just going crazy sometimes. Some of the routines are quite complicated, but others are more simple, so you can kind of show up and just look and see what everybody else is doing in front of you and follow along.
So who comes out for these dances under the overpasses?
What's amazing about the dance under the overpass is that it's teenagers to people in their 60s. And additionally, there are several other charme dances that occur in other parts of Rio, in plazas and empty streets in the city's downtown. And often they'll be like the first Saturday of the month or a certain time per month. And some of those have different crowds that frequent them, like folks who have been at this since the 80s. Some have more teenagers. And there's even a huge Christian charme dance.
So baile simply means dance. Baile charme, not to be confused with baile funk. Baile funk absorbed a lot of violent favela culture, and some of those dances themselves actually got pretty aggressive. Is baile charme getting attention as an antidote of sorts to the kind of aggro feel of baile funk?
Yeah, that's a good question. So funk music is more popular in the city's favelas, and often the MCs will be from favelas. And because that is a very strong association, local authorities, specifically the police, have a history of repressing funk dances. Sometimes the dances do get aggressive, sometimes not, but there's a big stigma against funk music specifically because it's sort of the music of folks from these poor neighborhoods. What's interesting about Baile Charme is that the sort of scene and the aesthetic is a bit different. The choreographer Marcos Azevedo calls it the dance of the black citizen, so of black Brazilians who have arrived at full citizenship and are proud to express themselves. And they take a lot of care in the fashion going to these dances. There's four pillars of charme culture, according to the dancers: music, dance, fashion, and treating people with respect. So the vibe on the dance floor is very positive, very affirming. The fashion looks like you walked into Brooklyn in like 1992. There's a lot of jean jackets, high tops, shoes and haircuts, neon afros, that kind of thing.
Say goodbye to me. Will you come back? So are the cops giving the Baile Sharmi parties a pass when they're making noise and doing the strobe lights like at 5 in the morning?
They are, and interestingly, some scholars have written about this, that like, you know, if folks are well-behaved and dress within a certain aesthetic, they're allowed to express feelings and values of Black pride. Also, the lyrics are in English at the Baile Sharmi, and the lyrics are in Portuguese in Baile Funk. And so when you say, like, you know, I don't like the way the police treats me in Portuguese, the authorities respond in a different way.
I mean, it's interesting the way you describe Baile Sharmi suggests kind of a class distinction with, like, Baile Funk.
A lot of this is about performance, right? Because the people who go to these dances, Baile Funks and Baile Sharmis, tend to be from similar socioeconomic backgrounds. Mm. Usually you have to pay around 10 reais, which is like $3, to go into a Baile Sharmi. So that's a bit of a difference as opposed to just sort of rolling up. And usually you would have to take a bus to get there as opposed to a dance that's already happening in your neighborhood. So you could say that, yes, there's a bit of a class difference, but a lot of folks leave the Baile Sharmi at 5 a.m. and then they go to a Baile Funk afterwards, which goes until sunrise.
Catherine, did you pick up a few moves while you were reporting the story? How are your Baile Sharmi skills right now?
They're better than they were a couple of years ago, but I still should probably stay at the back.
Okay, let's pretend you and I are both at the back of the crowd. Walk me through a couple of moves.
There's some basic back and forth moves. There's a dance called the Brooklyn Dance, which is where you kind of stand on the balls of your feet and swivel your knees in and out.
I got it.
That's one.
I'm doing it now.
You can also do, everybody of course can, like, you know, jump to the left and then do everything to the left facing that direction. You can do the shuffle, brushing your foot back and forth, like kicking lightly on the ground. And
yeah, got that.
Uh-huh.
What am I supposed to do with my hands?
Just have them be loose. Americans like to dance with the tops of their bodies. They put their hands in the air and they wave them around.
And gotta Brazilians, remember to shake our booty.
Yeah, Brazilians care more about what's going on the lower half. And so just kind of let your hands like swing down by your side. Focus on stepping and the shaking on the lower half and you'll be totally set.
I want to be Rosie Perez, but I'm feeling more like Julia Stiles and Save the Last Dance. But that's okay. Reporter Catherine Osborne in Rio, thanks so much for your time and for the lesson.
Thank you, Marco.
That's Music Soul Child, M-U-S-I-Q, just one of the artists whose tracks you might hear if you make it to that spot under the overpass on the outskirts of Rio de Janeiro. From the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, just a stone's throw from the Mass Pike overpass, I'm Marco Werman. Join us online at pri.org, and we're back here on the radio with you tomorrow. Sometimes you act like